This is my story, my message this morning. Listen carefully what the Word of God has said. And Jesus come to the apostle and said this word. He come to the disciple and said, I have been receiving all of the authority from the heaven and from the earth. Amen. There is no other authority that will be applied to the authority of Jesus. Therefore, you should make a disciple in every nation, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Listen carefully and teach them, new disciple, to obedient to my commandment and give them the authority to serve me, the new vision. The beginning church have a vision to change the world. You and I, we can change the situation if things not go well in our life, if things wrong in our family, if things financial not good, we can change with a new vision of our life. Hello? And listen carefully what Jesus said. I am with you all the way until the end of your life. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Let me remind you, there is no authority in your life without the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Without the Holy Spirit, there will be no authority. There will be no power. You need to embrace your life. You need to get your vision to serve God with all your heart. Amen. That's what you need to do. But when the Holy Spirit is coming upon you, you will receive power. Listen carefully. When the Holy Spirit will come in your life, you receive power. Amen. Until the Holy Spirit in your life, you have no power to do anything. You need the Holy Spirit to revisionize your life, to renew your life, to be empowered the Holy Spirit, and you can speak the word boldly in your life. Amen. And that's why God said, go around on the world and preach the gospel. You know, you don't need to be up here to preach the gospel. Every corner, wherever you are, you can preach the gospel. You can share with the people. You can talk to people. You can pray to people. Amen. You are anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is coming upon you, you will receive power and they will tell the people about everything I say to you. You're going to Jerusalem, through Judea, to Samaria, and to the end of the world. Amen. And to the end of the world. I wanted to give you 4 questions this morning to refresh your mind. First question, I'm desire to serve God. I am enjoy time with God. I am grown in relationship with God. I am God's example to other people. If you answer any of this question or no, then you need to renew your vision. Hello. If you answer any of this question or no, you need to renew your life. Because there's not a better life than to serving God. To be disciple of Jesus, to be follow Jesus for the rest of your life. You really need to understand the Holy Spirit. That millions of people today that has no idea what the Holy Spirit is. And today, you and I, we needed to renew our life with the new fresh of the Holy Spirit. Hello? With the new fresh of the Holy Spirit, most of us, they know what they mean. But we don't put into action what Jesus said. Amen. We don't put to action. So many Christians, they like to be Christian only by name, but not by action. And Jesus said, I don't know you, if you are warm or cold. Like Lorenzo said, there is defense, it belongs to the devil. So you needed to be in the presence of God. With a vision, you can reach the world. 50, 70 years ago, one African man in America stand up and to public and said, I have a vision. I have a vision, he said, 55 or 56 years ago. I have a vision, he said, that my children will be seated on the table with the white people. I have a vision that my children can go to school with the rest of the other people. But the vision, he has a vision, and the vision is completely, amen. There is no color, there is no nationality, no culture in the face of the Lord. There is a vision that we needed to grab in our life. That we needed to look into Jesus and what the vision is. And the vision only comes to dream and memorize the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I said we needed the power of the Holy Spirit. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, it brings to your life only the things from God and not for the things of the world. The things on the wall is only for your benefit of your flesh and not for anything else. But the Spirit of the Lord that will bring you a blessing to your life. Amen. A blessed family. A blessed children. And a blessed church. And blessed community. If you are an example to what Jesus said, you are my disciple. That's the way Jesus said, you are my disciple. If you abide the commandment that I'll give it to you. If you're looking through, you'll see what the commandment of the law is. God use you for his kingdom. God use me for his kingdom to make a strong witness to the world. Hello? To make a strong witness to the world. You can testify. You can be a minister to university. You can be minister to your job. You can be minister to whatever you're doing. Amen. Last week, I went to see Sister Nina in the hospital, and because there was a lot of people around her, so I just waited a few minutes for people to go home. And then they said, I will pray for you, Sister Nina, that quickly you go home. So her son and her daughter-in-law, and whatever, they were still there. I prayed for her, anointed her with the oil. But there was a lady on the next bed that I never knew. She was speak Italian well because she was from Italian background. And when she hear me pray, because I pray in Italian because Sister Nina, you know, she speak a little bit English. And when she knew me that I pray for this lady, she actually stopped me when I was gone out and said, are you a priest? I said, no, I am not priest, but I'm a servant of the Lord. And she reached out with her hands and take my hand. And she said, can you pray for me? A lady, probably on the 60, sitting there with no body. She hear a God presence. Was on the room. You are an example. Whatever you are, you don't need to be a pastor, priest, or minister. You can be an example of the Holy Spirit of power. You can use the Holy Spirit of prayer. You can pray for people. You can pray. God will use you. God wants you to give you the ability to be filled the plan of the Lord, to be filled the life on Christ, to be an example for the glory of Jesus, to be an example for the King of God. God wants you to be beginning to focus on your future, to be blessed for the presence of the Lord. Vision will bring a blessing to your husband. Vision will bring a blessing to your wife. Vision will bring a blessing to your family. Vision, it will bring a blessing to the church. Vision, he'll change the world. Vision will change the world. Let me tell you a little story about the change of the world. A pastor one day was so preoccupied, what we're going to preach tomorrow. And they were seated on his study room but tried to think a special word for his sermon to impress the people. So when he was seated on his study room, his son at the age of about 9 years old has come to the room and there was talking to the father. The father was making a worse for him. He wanted to get the son out of his place as well because he wanted to concentrate how to gonna creating some special word. So the father opened a magazine and saw a page in a strip it in two pieces, said to his son, he said, go. No, he break the page in about hundreds of pieces, said to his son, go next door and put this page together, bring it back to me. The father was thinking he will take a couple of hours to put this page together before he can come back here so I can prepare my message. In 2 minutes, 2 seconds, the son coming back and said, Daddy, I got your page in the back. Well, the father was so much, how you done that? He said, on the back of this page, and it was the picture of Jesus. I put Jesus together, and the page was completely. The pastor said, well, if we put Jesus in our heart, the world is completely. Amen. So vision changed the world. God wants you to be his son and daughter and have your authority in your life. Have authority when you're speaking with the power of the Holy Spirit. I remember a few years ago, I was on the court into helping one of the father that have a problem with to lose his children because his wife had run away from him. And because he was come to church, I was trying to do my best to make the father to have the children with him. So I went to the court to support him. But I remember the department of the children has a lawyer there. And the lawyer, they're asking me a question. And I said, sir, what nationality you are, sir? And I said, I'm Australia. And he replied back to me, said, no, you don't. I said, yes, I am. I am Australia like you. The judge looked at him and said, oh, say, he mean where you come from. Is that different question of myself? I am Australia like you. Speak with the authority, amen. When he told me what nationality I'm telling him where I was, amen. And I don't scare to tell him I was Australia because I was Australia more than him. I said to him, I'm Australia more than you. What boat do you come from? I said, that don't really matter what boat I come. I'm Australia more than you. I'm 50 years old and you're a young lawyer there. You know what you're talking about. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Use the word of God. Speak it with authority. Nobody eat to you. Hallelujah. This young lawyer shut up immediately. Jesus came and told the disciple, I have been given me the authority of the heaven and the earth. Therefore, go and make a disciple, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them what I teach you. You have the same power that the apostles have to preach the gospel like they preach on the early church. My wife said, why are you screaming? I scream because I want you to hear. Amen. Narella, you should write in there, I renew my vision. Praise God. The commission of Christ for you and me, that He left for you and I to become a disciple, to baptize people, to pray for people, to anoint people, and about all, to tell them who Jesus is. Amen. And to identify yourself who you belong to Jesus. God is telling us today that you and I, we should be obedient in a full commission of the Lord and have a great vision for this new year come. If you and I will have a vision, the church will grow, our family will be blessed, our finances will grow, our job will be prosper, our house will be blessed, because God give us all this blessing. And we needed to take and possess of the blessing of the Lord. Amen. God give you the resource necessary to accomplish whatever is important for you. You can do it. You can do it. Because you are so special before the presence of the Lord. You know, God did not look in my color, my skin. He don't look the qualification I have at university. He looked my desire to serve in Him. Amen. He looked my desire to give a first priority in my life. That's what God looked. God looking for people like you to make these people be blessed for all of the resources that come from the heaven. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, will you receive a power, and they will tell the people of the world about everything I say to you. In Jerusalem, that is the capital seat of the heaven, in Samaria, and in Judea, and in the whole world, they are you and me. You tell them the blessing of the Lord. The same power that the early church had, you and I will have it today. Because my Bible, I'm not sure about your Bible, my Bible, why I said my Bible, because this is my Bible, amen? This is my Bible. My Bible is said that Jesus will never change. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. He will never change. And nobody can change. So the early church has the multi-power that changed the world. The same power that is in you and me. Amen. Because the power is never changed. What is a change? That we wet or we try to wet or minimize the power of the Holy Spirit. That's where the change. That when we pray for somebody, we don't pray with the boldness that we not doubt that if we lay hands on somebody, they will be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's what the change. The change that we minimize the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. When we minimize that, it is a bigger problem. The same power they given to the early church, the same power that the Apostle Paul, the same power that the Apostle Peter, the same power that the rest of the apostles have, it is upon you today. You can make that power work in your life. God has promised that He will be with you for the rest of your life. We needed to empower our life with the new vision. Hello? With the new vision. With the new vision. Amen. With the new vision. Why is Pastor a new vision? It is new every morning. Amen. It is new every morning. And if it's new every morning, you're left in power with the vision. Glory be to God. When you're empowered with the vision, you renew every morning. Amen. You renew every morning. You know, the eagle, the far they go, the more young is coming. The far they gone up, the more strong is coming. And that's the Bible telling us that we renew like eagle. They go higher and higher. But if you are Christian like this man, I'm going to tell you the story in a minute. Young man one day is looking for a job. So he found a job at the desk of the hotel. So the manager of the hotel interviewed him and said to him, before they give me the job, he said, "Sir, if there's a fire starting into the building, what are you doing?" And the man said, "Oh, don't worry about me. I'll run as fast as I can." The manager was not very impressed with that because he wanted to help other people inside. But if we're Christian like this man and Jesus come tomorrow, he said, "Oh, don't worry about it, Jesus, I'll be okay." Yeah? So we needed to get ready to serve in God. Amen. With all the ability we have. This young man, he was, "Oh, don't worry about me. I will not get caught on the fire. I will run out." "And what about anybody else?" "What do you do if Jesus come back tomorrow?" "Oh, don't worry me about Jesus. I'm okay." We have a responsibility. My dear brothers and sisters, we have a responsibility. You and I have a responsibility to tell the sin that Jesus is coming back quickly. Jesus is coming back soon. No one take it serious to get ready that Jesus is coming back soon. No one. That would be not happening for my lifetime. But you don't know. Jesus said, "There will be happening like a tingle on the eye. And you have no time to tell anybody." So it's important for you and me to get ready with the new vision to serving God the best of our knowledge. Glory be to God. God is continually to look on you. God is continually to look on you, and that He wants you to serve Him more, to be ready for Him. I want to God to look in me and to see me that I want to serve Him. I don't really care what the people look at me, but I want the God to look at me and they say to me, "Well done, my faithful servant." Because if the people they make an alliance, they talk about you, they think you're too religious, they think you whatever they want to talk about, I don't care what the people talk about. I want what God to talk about me. Amen. Because I am created to be Son. I want to do the will of my Father. Amen. I want to do the will of my Father. And that He will help me. And I believe that together, if we contribute to the vision that God wants us to complete in our church, we have a better church tomorrow. We have a strong church tomorrow. We have a church that reaches the nation. You know, we have a people that left more than 20 years ago, but they still don't forget me. They still call me. They still ring me. They still talk to me. I have a text message for a lady from China a few weeks ago. Pastor Tony, I was a dream. I had come to the church, ICC Church. I was a dream. So people think about you. You know how people forget me? You want me to tell you? They already forget me less than 3-4 years ago. They don't remember me anymore. They become very wealthy. And they are not who they are. When I pray for them here for a blessing, I said, don't forget me when you become rich. He said, Pastor Tony, I will never forget you. I will never forget you. They already forget me. They already don't remember my name because they become a wealth. Some people, they are in Kenya. Some, they are in Zimbabwe. Some, they are in South Africa. But there are some or other that don't forget me. They still remember me. Amen. And I will pray for them. So I pray that God continue to bless them. So I want to see myself as a God see me, not what other people see me. Amen. Amen. So Matthew, when you come rich and bless him, don't forget Pastor Tony. Amen. Because I know that you're in Ghana. Maybe one day we'll drop in. Amen. So we're going to pray for Ghana. That Ghana will be the powerful country. Amen. That God with the new vision and you young people will change the nation. Amen. Amen. He will make a bigger nation. He will make it a blessed nation. He will make it a nation to pay less taxes and to bless more people. Amen. Amen. Because they are Christian people who empower the Holy Spirit. We already have an invitation to go to Ghana. I just wait for the rest of you to be there. Amen. Because we travel from one place to another. Amen. Hallelujah. God is believing you. God is believing you. God is loving you. God wants to renew your vision. Do you love God?